This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurated the 38th National Games in Dehradun, the capital of Uttarakhand, yesterday evening. Athletes from across the country participated in the vibrant athlete parade showcasing unity and sportsmanship. The highlight of the event was the handing over of the National Games torch, Tejaswini, which completed an inspiring 4,000-kilometer journey across 13 districts. The torch was presented to Prime Minister Modi by Olympian Lakshya Sen. In his address, the Prime Minister expressed pride in hosting the National Games in Devbhoomi, Uttarakhand, calling it a historic and divine moment for the state. He emphasized that these National Games are being organized as green games, promoting sustainability while also celebrating India's traditional sports. As part of the Republic Day celebrations, beating retreat ceremony will be held at the Vijay Chowk in New Delhi today. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankard, Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh and other union ministers will be present on the occasion. This year, in the beating retreat ceremony, a total of 30 performances will captivate the spectators with foot-tapping music of the bands from the Army, Navy, Air Force and Central Armed Police Forces. Delhi Police has made elaborate traffic arrangements in view of the beating the retreat ceremony. The Indian Space Research Organization, ISRO, is preparing for the launch of its landmark 100th mission from Sriharikota in Andhra Pradesh. At 6:23 hours today morning, the GSLV F-15 rocket will lift off from the Satish Dhawan Space Center carrying the NVS-02 navigation satellite into the geosynchronous transfer orbit. Ahead of the budget session of the Parliament, the government has called for an all-party meeting tomorrow. The budget session of Parliament will begin on Friday. On Saturday, Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman will present the Union Budget 2025-26 in the Parliament. Election Commission has issued notice to AAP convener Arvind Kejriwal in connection with the complaints filed by BJP and Congress over his allegations of poisoning Yamuna River during an interview. The Commission has asked Mr. Kejriwal to furnish his response on the complaints with evidentiary support by 8 p.m. today. The Commission also said that it perused the report of Delhi Jal Board, which does not mention about any poisoning in Yamuna. The second Amrit Snan of Mahakumbh will take place today on the occasion of Mauni Amavasya in Prayagraj. Mauni Amavasya holds significant religious importance and the Amrit Snan on this day is considered highly auspicious. The Mahakumbh Mela recognizes the world's largest religious gathering commenced on 13 January and the first Amrit Snan took place on Makar Sankranti, 14th January. International Saraswati Mahotsav will begin today at Behowa Saraswati Teerth in Kurukshetra district of Haryana. Chief Minister Nayab Singh Saini will inaugurate the festival and during the 7-day festival, main cultural programs will be held till February 2nd and Saras Mela will also be organized at the pilgrimage site till February 4th. In Sikkim, Soreng district has started producing organic fish, which by becoming the country's first organic fisheries cluster. Union Animal Husbandry and Fisheries Minister Rajiv Ranjan Singh launched this initiative recently. Organic fisheries cluster focuses on ecologically healthy fish farming system, avoiding the use of harmful chemicals, antibiotics and pesticides. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar has emphasized the growing significance of India-West Asia relations in a rapidly evolving global landscape. Delivering a keynote address at the inaugural session of the Raisina Dialogue in Abu Dhabi, Dr. Jayashankar highlighted the impressive expansion of engagement between India and West Asia in the past decade, driven by strong trade connectivity and cultural ties. The minister asserted that India sees the West Asia as a crucial passage to the world beyond. In men's cricket, England defeated India by 26 runs in the 30-20 international match at Niranjan Shah Stadium in Rajkot, Gujarat, last evening. Chasing a target 172 runs set by England, India managed to score only 145 for the loss of 9 wickets in their stipulated 20 overs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.